Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm your host, Laura Adams. Many of the listener emails and voicemails I've received lately have been about FDIC insurance. I see this as a popular topic, so I'll answer a few specific questions about FDIC coverage in this episode. Now, let's get to the great listener questions I received. Ken writes in, "Federal law requires the FDIC to make payments to depositors as quickly as possible after a bank fails. Is there a defined timetable? How long is the FDIC legally allowed before making payment during a widespread series of bank failures?" Ken, thanks for the question. The FDIC policy regarding the time for payment of insurance claims is, quote, "as soon as possible," end quote, with no specific time frame or payment deadline. But let's consider how payments from the FDIC have been handled in the recent past. Historically, the FDIC has made payment on insured funds within a few days. They typically make arrangements for a bank in good standing to open a new account for each recipient of insured deposits and send their money on the next business day. In the event that the FDIC cannot send funds to a healthy institution, they issue checks directly to depositors. They indicate that this payable process can take up to 3 business days. And with certain types of accounts, such as living trusts or those opened by brokers, the FDIC may need more time to finalize the insurance payment, but they say that this process usually wouldn't take more than 1 to 2 weeks. There is a misconception that the FDIC could take up to 99 years to pay depositors. In their Top 10 Misconceptions list, the FDIC website states that this is completely false. Here's a quote from an FDIC claims manager. "The FDIC staff does whatever it takes, often working long into the night or the weekend, reviewing thousands of account balances and determining the insurance coverage for each depositor. And that is essential to maintaining consumer confidence in banks, which keeps local economies running smoothly, especially in small communities." I'll include a link in the show notes to this FDIC consumer information. A listener named Nancy writes in, "I went to add a beneficiary to my CD account to increase the FDIC insurance to $200,000. I was told a husband, wife, mother, father, child, sister, or brother are the only FDIC-recognized beneficiaries. Is that true?" Thanks for the question, Nancy. The answer depends on the ownership type of your account. If you intend to own it as a joint account with the beneficiary, they become a co-owner and are not required to be related to you. However, if you intend to own the CD as a revocable trust, also called a payable on death or POD account, the beneficiary requirement is different. All beneficiaries of payable on death accounts must be related to the account owner as either a spouse, child, grandchild, parent, or sibling. Revocable trust accounts are insured up to $100,000 per owner for each beneficiary.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
"I'm okay."
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Deborah wrote in with another question related to account ownership. She asks, how about a savings account that's in trust for my daughter? Would that also be insured for $100,000 separate from the insurance for my personal account for $100,000? I appreciate the question, Deborah. Yes, if the account for your daughter is set up as a revocable or irrevocable trust account, it has separate insurance coverage from a single or joint account. Any deposits maintained in different categories of legal ownership are separately insured, even if held at the same bank. There are 8 ownership categories recognized by the FDIC. The first 7 qualify for the $100,000 insurance amount. Number 1, single accounts. 2, joint accounts. 3, revocable trust accounts. 4, irrevocable trust accounts. 5, employee benefit plan accounts. 6, government accounts. 7, corporation, partnership, unincorporated association accounts. And number 8, self-directed retirement accounts. These have an insured total of $250,000. I received a voicemail from a listener named Rick who was adversely affected by the failure of IndyMac Bank last month on July 11th. Here's a portion of his message.
Yes, we had two money market accounts with IndyMac Bank before it failed. They were under two different taxpayer identification numbers. The first was a corporation, subchapter S corporation. The second was a LLC company. The way we see it is two different corporations, two different companies, so therefore it should not be pooled together. I was just wondering if you could state some code that we could look at and possibly try to understand that.
Both of Rick's account names reference the same company and therefore may have been regarded as belonging to one FDIC ownership category. The corporation account type that I mentioned includes both subchapter S and limited liability companies. So even though they're separate entities under the eyes of the law, the FDIC doesn't insure them separately unless they can prove engagement in, quote, independent activity. This means that if a corporation, partnership, or unincorporated association is not engaged in independent activity, for insurance purposes, the FDIC will only cover a total of $100,000 in deposits. Rick, thanks for your message, and I'm sorry for your financial loss. I'll put a link in the show notes to the FDIC corporation regulation. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. Send email to money@quickanddirtytips.com or call into the Money Girl voicemail at 1-877-6-RICHER. You might just make it on the show. I'm glad you're listening and look forward to reading more of your comments and questions.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.